愿大家平安。
Peace to all of you。
今天晚上想从旧约圣经的一个人物跟我们一起来学习圣经的教训。
Tonight, I would like to share the teachings of the Bible from an Old Testament character.
我们看列王记下第五章。
Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 5.
列王记下的第五章。
2 Kings chapter 5.
第一节
Verse 1. Now Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great and honorable man in the eyes of his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but a leper.
这个地方记载有一个人叫乃曼
Here records a person named Naaman.
那特别说明他是亚兰王的元帅。
Here it records especially that he was the commander of the king of Syria.
我们知道当时的亚兰国曾经打败过以色列国。
Previously, Syria had defeated the kingdom of Israel.
所以亚兰国比以色列国还强。
So Israel was stronger. Syria was stronger than the kingdom of Israel.
那乃曼是一个元帅。
And Naaman was the commander.
所以下面说明说他在主人面前为尊为大。
And it records here that he was an honorable man in the eyes of his master.
那接下去就说明原因，因为神曾借他使亚兰人得胜。
And the reason why is because the Lord had given him victory.
因为乃曼曾经打胜仗，所以有功。
Because Naaman had previously won battles, so that was his great work.
那下面说他是大能的勇士，只是他长了大麻风。
And it also records that he was a mighty man of valor, but he had leprosy.
所以我们可以想象，乃曼的人生遇到一个极大的危机。
So we can see this danger that has befallen on Naaman's life.
就是他长了大麻风。
That is, he had leprosy.
那这个大麻风没有办法医治。
And leprosy is incurable.
那在旧约时代他们要跟大家隔离，因为会传染。
And in the Old Testament, these people had to be quarantined because it was contagious.
所以没有办法过正常的家庭生活。
So he was unable to lead a normal family life.
那乃曼这个大麻风会把人的鼻子人的这个器官渐渐的烂掉。
Leprosy causes the nose and the various organs to deteriorate.
所以长了大麻风，活得很辛苦，但是死得也很痛苦。
So it was difficult to live as a leper, and it was painful to die as one.
一个大元帅长了大麻风，可以讲前面就没有前途了。
For a commander to have leprosy meant that he had no future.
但是从第二节开始
But from verse 2,
我们就看到这个乃曼他人生的一个极大的转机。
We can see a great change in Naaman's life.
就是因为他遇到大麻风没有路可以走的时候别人告诉他一条路。
That is when he had nowhere else to turn to because of his leprosy, someone told him where to go.
这一条路就是来到以色列国寻找他们所拜的神。
And that way was to go to the land of Israel to seek their God.
那后来我们继续看下去，乃曼真的来到以色列国。
And we see that Naaman really came to the kingdom of Israel.
那到了第五章结束一半的时候，乃曼的大麻风就洁净了。
And halfway through chapter 5, we see Naaman was cured of his leprosy.
因为他来见以利沙先知，那以利沙是告诉他。一个得到医治的方法。
Because he had met with Prophet Elisha, who told him how to be cured.
所以这件事情让我们来思想人生的危机与转机。
So this makes us think about the dangers that we encounter in life and the turns that we make.
我们一生的生活常常是被患难跟罪所缠累。
In our lifetimes, we're oftentimes burdened by sin and disaster.
那这两件事情，有时候让我们活着非常的痛苦，也觉得好像活着没有什么希望。
And these two things make us sometimes feel like there is no hope.
但是圣经说万事互相效力，叫爱神的得益处。
Oh, but the Bible tells us that all things work towards the good of those who trust in the Lord.
这个万事就是包括残留我们的罪，也包括我们所遇到的患难。
And these include the dangers that befall us in our lives and our trials.
如果我们懂得来寻找神到最后我们就会 看到转机，对我们的信仰就有更大的帮助。
If we know to turn towards the Lord, then it will be a great benefit to our faith.
所以一个信主的人，圣经并没有说他不会遇到患难，也不会有罪的残累。
So someone who believes in the Lord is not immune to trials and tribulations.
那一个信主的人，但很多的见证都可以看出来，我们懂得靠神在患难中，在罪的残累当中，都能够突破，而且能够信仰成长。
From a Christian's life, we can see that they're able to overcome trials and sin.
那甚至教会也是一样。
And the same is with the church.
教会有时候也遇到困难。
Sometimes the church undergoes trials and difficulties.
这些困难如果我们懂得靠神，都会变成教会成长的一个原因。
But if we're able to rely on the Lord, then it will be reason for the church to grow.
所以危机可以变成转机。
So, dangers and trials can be an opportunity for change.
如果我们看使徒教会第六章里面就发现教会有一个危机。
In Acts chapter 6, we can see the church undergoes a trial.
就因为言语不同，文化不同。在管理饭食上面有一些人就开始埋怨。
Because of language and other differences, the distribution of food and resources was not carried out.
但是他们到最后把这件事情解决了。
But in the end, they were able to solve this problem.
而且教会圣工就发展，人数就增加。
And as a result, the church was able to grow.
所以可见。神要我们在处理教会的事情要用正面的属灵的方法，使教会得到造就。
The Lord wishes us to through positive spiritual ways to improve the church.
那在使徒行传第七章，斯提凡被石头打死。
In Acts chapter 7, Stephen was stoned to death.
这是教会的危机
This was a trial to the church.
因为一个很热心的工人传福音被石头打死。
Because a fervent evangelist of the church was stoned to death.
但是我们看到，因为这个样，有很多的信徒就往外搬家。
But because of this event, many believers were spread out to different regions.
最后他们到安提阿。
And then they came upon Antioch.
就开始传福音，建立安提阿教会。
And started preaching there and established the Antioch church.
那安提阿教会后来成为保罗往欧洲宣道的一个基地。
And Antioch became a home base for which Apostle Paul was able to preach.
所以斯蒂凡被石头打死，到最后也变成教会成长的一个原因。
So Stephen's death became one of the reasons why the gospel was preached.
真的在神的国里面，每一件事情都有神隐藏神美好的旨意。
So in the kingdom of God, all things hold the wonderful mystery of God's will.
那在使徒行传里面还记载亚拿尼亚夫妻被石头亚拿尼亚夫妻死了。
The book of Acts also records the event of Ananias and Sapphira being struck down by the Lord.
这个看起来好像是危机啊。
This seems like a trial.
因为教会神在教会里面刑罚恶人。
Because the Lord was angry with the church.
但是我们再看这件事情以后神的同在更清楚，因为教会更圣洁所以神迹奇事更显明。
But after this event, it was clear that the Lord was working mightily with the church.
那到使徒行传十五章
，and in Acts chapter 15,
我们就发现真理上发生了不同的见解。
there were conflicts regarding the truth.
就是到底外邦人受洗要不要受割礼。
Which was the debate surrounding whether Gentiles ought to be circumcised if they are to be baptized.
因为有的人一直坚持说这跟得救有关。
Because some people thought it had to do with salvation.
那有的人说这是一个重担。
But some people thought it was a burden.
如果这个危机没有解决，使徒教会可能就分裂了。
And if this conflict wasn't resolved, then perhaps the apostolic church would have dissolved.
那以后他们就召开耶路撒冷会议。
And so they had a meeting in Jerusalem.
对这个从来没有发生的真理问题加以深入的讨论。
In order to discuss in depth this spiritual dilemma or debate that had not been encountered before.
后来就决定外邦人受洗不需要受割礼。
And then it was eventually decided that Gentiles need not to be circumcised to be baptized.
这个会议的决定啊，大家遵守以后啊，人数就增加啊，教会的信徒就信心得到坚固。
And after the decision of the Jerusalem Council, many more people were baptized, and the church was strengthened.
所以我们在《使徒行传》里面看到，危机就是转机。
So we see in the book of Acts that these trials turn into an opportunity for change.
对教会来讲是这样。
And it was so for the church.
那对我们个人来讲也是这样。
And it is also the case for us.
有一个慕道朋友来教会慕道很久。
There was a truth seeker who came to church for a long time.
但是就是很平淡，他也不会想说要洗礼。
He was very comfortable with where he was and did not think that he needed to be baptized.
大概这样来，有时候来，有时候没有来，大概经过两三年。
And he came on and off for about 2 or 3 years.
后来他的儿子被鬼附着。
But then his son was possessed by demon.
这就没有办法解决了。
And there was no solution to this that he had.
礼拜六很晚就打电话给教会一个工人。
But then he called a church worker on Saturday.
那个工人跟他讲啊，明天早上九点钟教会有祷告会。
And that worker told him tomorrow morning at church there is a prayer session at church.
那他们全家开车一个钟头，全家爸爸妈妈两个小孩子全部都到。
And their whole family, including the two parents and two children, came to church the next day.
就帮大家帮他祷告。
And everyone prayed for them.
结果那个魔鬼就赶出去了。
And then the devil was cast out.
很奇妙，那一次的灵恩会，这个妈妈就受洗了。
And miraculously, at this spiritual convocation, the mother was baptized.
所以我们就看到很多的人神在带领他，有时候就是借着危机，让他在信仰上有一个回头，有一个回转。
So we see the guidance of God in that a lot of times people encounter trials and tribulations, but then have an opportunity to make a change.
因此，有时候我们在一生当中如果遇到身体发生很严重的病痛
，So if in our lives we encounter a great sickness,
甚至或者说事业破产
，Or we go broke,
或者说婚姻破裂
，Or we have our dissolution of our marriage.
有很多我们不愿意看的事情发生。
And if many things that happen to us that we would rather not.
这是危机。
These are trials.
但是我们所拜的神。
But the God that we worship.
是叫没有变成有的神。
Is the God that turns nothing into something.
是从死人复活的神。
Is the God that allows dead people to resurrect.
一切美善的恩赐，全备的赏赐，都是从神来的。
All the blessings and glory come from Him.
他是众光之父，在他里面没有黑暗。
He is the Father of light. In Him there is no darkness.
所以在神里面，每一个危机都有一个转机。
So in God, all tribulations have a turning point.
因为神有能力，神也有这个智慧来帮助我们，让我们在危机当中信仰能够成长，使这个问题能够得到解决。
Because God has power and wisdom to help us to overcome these things and strengthen us.
所以这个乃曼在危机当中没路可走，他听从一个使女的建议来寻找神，结果他的病就得到医治。
So in his desperation, Naaman, who sought out the advice of a little girl, was able to seek God and was able to be healed.
而且他也认识以色列人所拜的神。
And he was able to come to know the God of Israel.
所以这个危机啊，是他跟神建立的关系。
So this tribulation resulted in him meeting the Lord.
好，那我们先来看第二点。
Let us look at the second point.
我回到列王记下，第五章。
Let's return to 2 Kings chapter 5.
列王记下的第五章。
2 Kings chapter 5.
第二节。
Verse 2. And the Syrians had gone out on raids and had brought back captive a young girl from the land of Israel. She waited on Naaman's wife.
第三节。
Then she said to her mistress, If only my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, for he would heal him of his leprosy.
这里说乃曼当时打败了以色列国之后他掳了一个小使女。
After Naaman had went out and defeated the Israelites, he came back with a captive young girl.
那这个小使女就服侍乃曼的太太。
And the young girl served Naaman's wife.
那我们想这个小使女她是被打败国家里面抓来的一个很小的一个女孩子。
And this little girl was a very small child from a defeated kingdom.
如果我们用一般的眼光来看，这也算不了什么。
And this is, she did not have any status in the world's eyes.
那她刚好被抓去服侍乃曼的太太。
She was just someone who was captured to go serve Naaman's wife.
但是在第三节。
But in verse 3.
我们就发现这个小使女，她了解神把她放在这个家庭，到底是为什么。
But in verse 3, we're shown that this little girl understood what the purpose of her being in Naaman's household was.
就是要借着她在乃曼的家庭把以色列国所拜的神介绍给乃曼。
Which was the opportunity to introduce the God of Israel to Naaman.
所以她了解神让她在那里是为什么。
So she understood her purpose for being there given by God.
今天我们需要来了解神把我们放在社会的每一个角落是为什么。
And we must today understand why is it that God puts us where we are in society.
神把我们带到美国来是为什么。
Why is it that God brought us to the United States?
从表面的原因。
On the surface.
我们可能是为着更好的教育来的。
We may have come here for better education.
我们可能是为着做生意来的。
We may have come here to do business.
我们可能是家庭团圆来的。
We may have come here to reunite with family.
但这是表面的原因。
But these are all reasons on the surface.
但是我们需要了解神要我们在这里做什么。
But we must understand what is it that God wants us to do here.
然后把神托付我们的使命把它做完。
And to carry out what God wanted us to do.
那我们在美国的生活就变成非常有价值，很有意义。
And then our lives in this country will have great value.
如果我们不了解神带我们来这里做什么。
But if we don't understand what it is that God brought us here to do.
只是为着世界上的理想来到美国。
And only come here for worldly gains.
有一天我们退休死了，死在美国一样都是归零。
Then one day we'll eventually die and be buried.
都是归零。
And all will return to nothing.
所以圣经里面在当时在在记载尼希米的时代。
So the Bible records in the time of Nehemiah.
尼希米被掳到巴比伦去。
Nehemiah was captured to Babylon.
然后他在王宫里面当酒政。
And he was a cupbearer within the king's household.
这个酒政是王所信任的一个人，因为王吃的东西要经过他的检验。
And this cupbearer was a position of trust by the king because he had to examine the foods eaten by the king.
但是尼希米知道神把他放在这里要做什么。
But Nehemiah understood what his purpose was for being there.
所以他很关心千里之外的耶路撒冷。
So he cared a lot about the kingdom of Israel.
因此有人从耶路撒冷来，他就问耶路撒冷到底情况怎样。
And when someone came from Israel, he would ask them for news about Israel.
啊，他知道耶路撒冷被拆掉或烧掉，他就很悲伤，就开始祷告。
And when he knew that Israel had been destroyed and burned, Jerusalem had been destroyed and burned, he prayed.
那因为他在王宫，神就有一个机会给他面对王。
And because he had an opportunity to face the king in his service,
那神就感动王跟他讲话。
Therefore, the Lord moved the king to speak to him.
然后他讲的话感动了这个王，就给他命令，叫他回去见。重建耶路撒冷城墙。
And his words touched the king, and the king allowed him to go back and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem.
因为他在那个环境里面，他了解神要叫他做什么。
Because in his where he was, he understood what it was that God wanted him to do.
在以斯帖记里面，我们也看到。
And in the book of Esther, we see
以斯帖被拣选当王后。
Esther was chosen as a queen.
她长得非常漂亮。
She was very beautiful.
她被王选中。
And was selected by the king.
那在人看起来啊，这个很有福气啊。
In man's eyes, this is a great blessing.
但是神把以斯帖放在王宫里面，神有目的的。
But God had a purpose for putting Esther into the palace.
所以当摩迪改要谋杀所有犹太人的时候
，So when Mordecai was about to eradicate all of the Israelites.
那个时候，敌人要谋杀以色列百姓的时候，他的亲戚就告诉他，摩迪改告诉他。
It was when the Israelites were about to be massacred that Mordecai told him.
说你在王宫里面是神给你有托付的。
That you are in the palace, because God put you there.
如果你今天没有做，神会从其他的方法来解救以色列百姓。
And if you do not carry out his commission, then God will save Israel through another means.
你跟你的全家都会灭亡。
But you and your family will be destroyed.
所以当时以斯帖他了解神叫他当王后是要做什么。
So Esther understood what her purpose for being a queen was.
所以他就祷告以后就去见王。
So after praying, she went to go meet the king.
就是把以色列百姓救起来了。
And save the Israelites.
因此，这个小使女。她能够立大功。
And likewise, this young girl was able to perform a great work.
就是她知道神要借这个机会把神介绍给乃曼。
Which was that God wanted to introduce himself to Naaman through her.
所以我们看到教会有很多的弟兄姊妹在工作不同的场合为神做见证，带很多人到慕道，到教会来。
Likewise, we see many brothers and sisters testifying for the Lord where they work, bringing people to the Lord.
这种对神的托付的一种使命的自觉，是我们整个教会要复兴一个非常重要的一点。
This self-realization of what we ought to do is a very important part of making the church prosperous.
好，那我们现在回到列王记下第五章。
Let us return to 2 Kings chapter 5.
列王记下的第五章。
Second Kings chapter 5.
我们先来看乃曼带什么来见以利沙先知。
Let us see what Naaman took to go meet with the prophet.
我们从第五节一直读到第六节，请。
Verses 5 and 6. Then the king of Syria said, "Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. Then he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which said, "Now be advised, when this letter comes to you, that I have sent Naaman my servant to you, that you may heal him of his leprosy."
我们看乃曼来见以利沙先知，他带两件事情。
When Naaman went to go see Prophet Elijah, he brought 2 things.
第一个就是带金银衣服。
First, he brought silver, gold, and clothing.
第二个。
And secondly,
他带着王的推荐信。
He brought a letter of recommendation from the king.
那这个王说，你接到这个信，你就要把乃曼医好。
And the king of Syria wrote in the letter that when you receive Naaman, you must heal him.
那因为这个亚兰王把以色列王打败嘛，所以这一封信呢是相当有权柄、有权威的一封信。
Because Syria had defeated Israel, therefore this letter carried weight.
如果今天乃曼 在这个社会里面带这两件事情走到每一个地方大家都受欢迎。
If Naaman were to take this letter anywhere, he would be well received.
第一个，他带很多的礼物，很多的金银，很多的财宝。
First, he brought great wealth with him.
第二个，一个很有权的人在替他写介绍信。
Secondly, he had a letter of recommendation from someone of power.
所以这个王以为这样，乃曼就可以来见以利沙。
So the king of Syria thought that through these two things, Naaman could see Prophet Elijah.
那我们现在看以利沙看到乃曼来，他怎么对待他
？And let's see how Prophet Elisha reacted when he met with Naaman.
那当时以色列王知道乃曼来了，就很害怕。
When the king of Israel knew that Naaman was coming, he was afraid.
所以第七节说，我岂是神，能使这个人死而复活呢？
He said in verse 7, "Am I God to kill and make alive?"
所以他把他解释说，这可能是当时亚兰国要找机会来攻打我们。
So he thought it was the Syrians trying to seek a quarrel with them.
但是以利沙说，你叫他来找我。
But Elisha said to let him find me.
那他就知道以色列国中有先知了。
So that he would know that there was.Prophet within the kingdom of Israel.
那这个乃曼来了，伊丽莎没有出来见他。
And when Naaman came, Elisha didn't come out to meet him.
所以第十节。
So in verse 10,
伊丽莎只打发一个使者对乃曼说：“你在约旦河洗澡七次，那你的肉就必复原，洁净。”
In verse 10, Elisha sent a messenger to him saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan seven times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean."
那乃曼看到以利沙这样对待他，他很生气。
So when Naaman saw how Elisha treated him, he was angry.
因为他想说带金银来，带王的推荐信来，一定会被非常的尊重。
He thought he would be respected because of the wealth and the letter of recommendation that he brought.
所以我们看这个乃曼，他心里在想什么。
So let's see what was in Naaman's heart.
十一节
，verse 11。
乃曼发怒说：“我想他必定出来见我，站着求告神的名，然后在患处以上摇手治好这大麻风。”
But Naaman became furious and went away and said, "Indeed, I said to myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and heal the leprosy."
结果第一个，乃曼不出来见他。
So firstly, Elisha didn't come out to meet Naaman.
对，以利沙哈没有出来见他，所以这个表示他没有办法被用钱来买的。
Which means that Elisha couldn't be bought.
第二个
，Secondly，
这个推荐信也没有办法威胁到以利沙。
The letter of recommendation that he had from the king of Syria was no threat to Elisha.
那为什么要这样做
？Why was it done like this？
那是要告诉他，一个人要得到神的恩典必须是谦卑啊。
It was to tell Naaman that to receive God's grace, one has to be humble.
那带这个两个东西来，没有办法得到神的恩典。
And that bringing these two things were not a way to gain God's grace.
所以马太福音里面说，神的事情向聪明通达的人就隐藏。
And the book of Matthew tells us that the mysteries of God are hidden to those who are wise.
然后向婴孩就显露。
But are made known to babies.
所以一个人如果觉得自己懂得很多，头脑很厉害
，So if someone thinks themselves very smart,
那用这样的心态来教会，他发现他找不到神。
And they come to church with this attitude, and they cannot find God.
为什么？因为神向他隐藏。
Because then God will have hidden himself from him.
但是如果一个人愿意像婴孩
，But if a person is willing to be like an infant.
这个婴孩就是知道，就是我们知道自己有很多不知道的。
Who knows himself to not know much.
愿意谦卑下来。
And is able to humble themselves.
那这个人就可以得到神的恩典。
Then that person can receive the grace of God.
所以我们看到很多的人来到教会，最后会得到神的恩典，就是他愿意在神的面前谦卑下来。
So a lot of people who come to church and receive God's grace receive it because they're willing to humble themselves.
那这个谦卑的表现就是他顺服以利沙先知告诉他。
And Naaman's act of humility was to follow the words said by Elisha.
就是到约旦河里面去洗澡七次。
which was to go bathe in the Jordan seven times.
这个虽然是他头脑没有办法想得通的。
Even though he couldn't comprehend it in his mind.
因为我自己的国家那个河水更干净啊。
After all, his own country's water is much cleaner.
但是毕竟这一句话是从神来的。
But these commands were from God.
哦，所以他愿意顺服去做，就是代表他在神面前的谦卑。
So him being willing to do this represented his humility.
那这就是一个人得福的开始。
And so this is the beginning of a person receiving blessings from God.
所以我们看到一个人得到很多神的恩典，他身上一定有一个特色，就是他是一个谦卑的人。
So if we see a person receiving many blessings from God, it's because he is a humble person.
那谦卑的人呢，就是他愿意顺服神的带领，他愿意顺服教会的决定。
A humble person is willing to submit to God and to submit to the church.
那这样我们人在神的面前呢，就能够蒙神的恩典，我们的祷告就会蒙神垂听。
And like this, we can receive the grace of God and have our prayers heard.
这是我们从这个故事里面可以学到的第三点。
And this is the third point that we can learn from this story.
所以一个人在世界上常常会有一些世界的事情让我们很有信心。
So in the world, a person may experience some things that gives them a lot of confidence.
但是在神的面前，这些信心要拿掉，才能够真的得到恩典。
But before the Lord, we must remove our self-confidence before we can receive His grace.
我们看腓立比书第三章。
Let's look at the book of Philippians, chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
从第三节跟第四节。
Verses 3 and 4. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh, though I also might have confidence in the flesh. If anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so.
这个地方讲中文叫肉体，英文叫 confident of flesh.
Here it talks about confidence of the flesh.
就是从肉体所拥有的一些条件带给我们一种自信心。
That is those things that bring us confidence from our own physical selves.
所以我们看这个神在用保罗跟神在用彼得。
So we see when God is using Paul and Peter.
彼得什么都没有。
Peter had nothing.
那神又一直给他他服侍神需要的条件。
But God gave him all that he needed to serve him.
那保罗什么都有。
And Paul, but Paul had everything.
所以这里讲他是法利赛人。
Here it says that he was a Pharisee.
他很热心，热心到逼迫基督徒。
He was zealous to the point of persecuting Christians.
而且他是公会的议员，有地位。
And he was a person of status.
他是加玛列门下受教的，最有教育。
He was taught under Gamaliel and had high education.
但是这一些事情到最后都变成服侍神的障碍。
But all these things became obstacles to serving the Lord.
所以保罗说我没有这是从肉体来的信心。
So Paul said, I have no confidence from the flesh.
所以我们需要相当的谨慎。有时候我们在教会里面意见很强，讲话很大声，是不是真的我们有信心，还是因为这个是从世界上的成就，从世界上的条件带给我们一种肉体的信心？
So we must be self-aware whenever we speak loudly within the church, whether we're speaking out of confidence that arises from the flesh.
如果我们的祷告要蒙神垂听，
if our prayers are being heard by the Lord,
我们必须把这种肉体的信心拿掉。
If they are to be heard by the Lord, then we must remove the confidence.
所以保罗在他书信里面讲讲到最后，我能夸什么？就是夸我的软弱。
And so. Paul said, "What can he boast in? It's in his own weakness."
那罪人在众人中，我是罪人的头。
And that he is the sinner of sinners.
他对一般人认为他这个很荣耀、很光彩这些条件，他都不敢提。
And he was not daring to bring up all those criteria that other people might boast about.
哦，所以谦卑，人就会得福。
And so, if we are humble, then we will be blessed.
啊，最后我们来看神人的本色。
Then let's look at the characteristic of a holy person.
啊，我们看啊《列王记下》第五章。
Let's look at Second Kings chapter 5.
啊，《列王记下》第五章。
Second Kings chapter 5.
啊。
Verse 16. But he said, "As the Lord lives, before whom I stand, I will receive nothing." And he urged him to take it, but he refused.
这个地方讲啊，伊丽莎要给不是这个乃曼要给伊丽莎这个金银衣服。
Here it records that Naaman tried to give Elisha gold, silver, and clothing.
但是这个伊丽莎对他讲，他不愿意接受。
But Elisha told him that he refused.
所以我们可以看到伊丽莎这一个人。
So we can see that this man Elisha.
他对物质上没有什么贪心。
He was not greedy or covetous of the things of the world.
那从二十节开始，我们就看到基哈西不一样。
But in verse 20, we see that Gehazi was different.
基哈西就追上去要了一些衣服。
Gehazi ran after Naaman to ask for garments.
那基哈西是跟着伊丽莎，为什么他会这样呢
？But Gehazi was a follower of Elisha. How come he was like this?
当一个人的心得到满足了之后，他对外在的物质就没有什么很大的需求。
When a person is content, he has no longings for outside things.
所以我们今天信仰为什么很难抗拒世界上的引诱
？So why is it that sometimes our faith is unable to withstand the lure of this world？
常常是因为我们在灵里面没有得到满足。
Oftentimes it's because we are not content within our heart。
如果神满足在我们心里面
，But if God's contentment is within our heart.
我们发现这个物质有感谢神，没有也感谢神，我们就随遇而安。
Then we will be thanking God whether or not we have worldly possessions.
这是第一个，我们看到基哈西本身，还有这个伊丽莎本身。
And this is the first characteristic we see of Elisha.
那第二个，我们看伊丽莎的生活。
And secondly, let's look at Elisha's lifestyle.
第六章的第一节跟第二节。
Chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. And the sons of the prophets said to Elisha, "See now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. Please let us go to the Jordan, and let every man take a beam from there, and let us make there a place where we may dwell." So he answered, "Go."
我们看这个门徒跟伊丽莎说，我们住的地方太小了。
Here it says that the sons of the prophets said to Elisha, "The place that we dwell in is too small."
所以我们就可以发现了。伊丽莎在那里，他住得很好。
So we see that Elisha was living quite comfortably.
他的生活相当的简单啊。
He was living very simply.
有时候灵性我们自己都不知道，我们的灵性在哪里。
Sometimes we don't know where our spirituality is.
但是我们怎么生活，常常就是代表我们的灵性。
But how we choose to live oftentimes represents the state of our spirituality.
圣经说神亚伯兰到迦南地以后。
The Bible says after Abraham came to the land of Canaan,
他住帐篷
he lived in tents.
为什么
Why is that?
因为他好像做客人
Because he was like a sojourner.
他向往一个更美的家乡
He looked forward to a more beautiful home.
那是神所经营、神所建造
That was created by God.
所以亚伯兰到了迦南地以后，他的心已经跑到天国去了。
So even though Abraham came to the land of Canaan, his heart was in heaven.
所以他生活就过得很简单。
And so he lived simply.
所以我们怎么生活，常常就是代表我们的灵性。
And so how we live oftentimes signifies our state of spirituality.
那乃曼元帅最大的改变是什么
？So what was the greatest change with Commander Naaman?
从外在来讲，是麻风病得到医治。
From the outside exterior, it seems like the healing of his leprosy.
但从内在来讲，是他认识神。
But from the inside perspective, it was him getting to know God.
在神面前谦卑。
And to humble himself before God.
而且在神面前有感谢的心。
And to have a grateful heart before God.
所以在列王记下第五章里面呢，到最后他要求伊丽莎给他什么？
And so at the end of chapter 5, what did he ask Elijah for?
就要求伊丽莎给他一些泥土。
It was to take with him some dirt.
他用金银来换泥土。
He wanted to exchange his wealth for dirt.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为他希望把这个泥土带回去，代表他在以色列国从神得到神以色从以色列人所拜的神得到恩典。
Because he wanted to take home the dirt to represent that.He took with him the blessings of the God of Israel.
所以以后他就可以再献祭给天上的神。
So that he could then offer to the heavenly God. 所以
他有感恩的心。
And so he had a thankful heart.
那从十八节开始。
And so from verse 18.
他也预先见到将来他可能他的主人要去拜偶像的时候，他可能需要给他一些帮助，会得罪神，求神赦免他。
And so he
十八节开始。
Oh, and so he wanted pardon for having worshipped idols in the past.
所以他已经跟在神面前有悔改的心了。
And so he was repentant before the Lord.
所以乃曼元帅是一个被神的恩典所改变的人。
And so Commander.Naaman was changed by God's grace.
神的恩典是很有力量的。
God's grace is very powerful.
会改变人的外在，也会改变人的内在。
It can change a person on the outside and the inside.
那这个人就是新人了。
And this person becomes renewed.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymns.
404首。
Hymn 404.